Hello?
Hey, Judy.
Hang on. Please leave your message. Hello?
Hey, Judy.
Hey, William. Hoi.
Hoi.
Bill was outside, and he's right here. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Add an afterthought.
Okay. Yeah.
And you put the girls back on?
Yes, I can do that. Can you call me back in about a minute and a half? I have to hook the wire up again, because right now I'm talking to you from the front room.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Hang on. Call me back here in about 2 minutes, okay?
All right.
All right. Hang on. Yeah. Yowzer. Okay, I got the girls. You on there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just listening in.
Is this what you wanted to do?
Yeah. I forgot to ask you something. Just on the phone with Bill. Yeah, I'll be ready in 30 minutes. Hey, Bill, are you there? It's like I'm on hold for some, I don't know, it's a lottery line. Please hold while we connect you to Bill Brad. Hey, Bill.
Was that the idea?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering when was the last time you cooked a meal?
We don't have a kitchen.
That's what I mean.
Years.
You're kidding me.
Well, we've been here 45 years.
You haven't scrambled an egg for 45 years?
Right. I watch the cooking shows.
Couldn't you just stick a frying pan on the fireplace there?
A Morley? Well, you could, I suppose. It's not really set up for that. Yeah. Marley's top isn't really very flat. Yeah, I could cook on these wood stoves if I wanted to.
What's a Marley?
A Marley's the stove in the front room, the big bugger. I gave him a name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Marley has jungle dreams. Sometimes Marley has an airflow at the front of his face. You probably cannot recall the stove.
No.
But it would have been something you wouldn't have noticed necessarily, but Marley has an airflow that spins around in the front of his face, and when the stove gets really hot, the orange color of the fire comes out through the front of it. And so I thought to myself, I just had the thought, I called him, I thought, it looked like a poetry piece to me, and I called it Marley Has Jungle Dreams. And so the term Marley stuck with him.
Wow.
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, you can have an idea for a poem, but never really go beyond the idea of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I was wondering how many pieces of paper you have in your studio there that are just, you know, begging to be
hundreds
finished.
Yeah, I have manila folders full of handwritten notes and stuff, which I've been trying to go through to capture whatever was worthy and burn the rest. But I haven't even made a dent on the note.
You think that those things that stand the test of time, like you could look back 20 years later and attach yourself onto that piece of thread again?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Hopefully what I am doing.
Uh-huh.
The problem is the handwriting is very difficult to read, and I have to use the
You can't read your own handwriting?
A lot of it was written under duress.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah.
Well, I would be smoking, and then I'd have an idea, you know, smoking pot, and then I would have an idea, and I start writing it down, and then it just all flows in together because what's going through my mind is going through so fast that I'm having trouble writing it down. I can barely read some of it. Well, that's too bad. It's not going to be lost forever. But I am working my way through it. I mean, up until I came down with my illness in the spring there, I was slowly working my way through the archives the same way Michael is with his. I was working my way through mine, trying to familiarize myself with what's gold and what's burnable, so that when I pass away, the burnable parts will all be burnt. The only thing that will be left will be something that might happen to be worthy enough or what. But, I have lots of pieces of paper with stick shit written on them. Some of it's actually not bad.
Well, I'd be interested to... hearing the fragments also. Go on.
Well, I was going to say, when you come down, we'll spend some time, a little time with them.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, right now, I hear what you're saying, though. I will look through some of it and see if I can't find something that's worthy. I have no idea what it all is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all fucking going to be new to me.
Well, that's good, then.
No, I know. Yes, absolutely. No, I have found stuff that's worthy, although I cannot recall where they are right now. But, this is a big old truck just crossed the bridge there.
Well, I think we'll leave the poetry for the written page.
Pardon me?
I said, I think we'll leave the poetry.
Oh, yeah.
To the written page.
Yes, you and I will.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a forum to read poetry on.
No, I agree. No, I agree. I read the Viejo thing just so that you could see.
Yeah.
Uh, what I was talking about. Yeah, no, yeah. I agree with you. I don't think this is the forum for poetry.
Yeah, I think it dilutes the thing. That's why I was asking you, you know, is there more value in just sitting, you know, on your own 2 feet and reading this thing in the echoes of your own mind? But then you told me that the readings are very powerful, and I can understand this because that's what John Coltrane was doing when he played Love Supreme.
Yep.
So, yep. But that's different than listening to a recording of the thing, isn't it?
Yep.
And there was a guy called John Philip Sousa, an Americanist. Marching band expert, yeah, in the early 20th century, yeah, right?
I know who he is.
And he wrote a fantastic essay on the menace of mechanical music. And this was just the beginning of player pianos and, I don't know, maybe phonograph records.
Right, uh-huh.
And he was talking about, you know, I'll pull this thing up and maybe I'll send it to you or whatever, but his whole deal was that you lose so much in the, well, you probably know exactly what he said.
Mathematics has no room for emptiness, and we're talking, in my world, I'm talking about the space between you and I being filled with all kinds of information, including the fact there's a white heron hopping around out on the fucking edge of the river there.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanical music has no time for silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It goes, well, that's mathematics. One and one is two. Bam, bam. What needs to be considered there? You know, two and two is four. It's very... they insist upon that. They insist that two and two is four, and so you go along with it, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But these are only my interpretations of the thing. What do I know about it? I mean, you know, I don't know a hell of a lot about it anyway.
Well, you're an authority. You're probably the foremost authority on William Brad.
I am very much that foremost authority on me, for sure. Yeah.
I read something you sent me. You've 17 years of playing left field.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I sent you some CDs a year or so ago, with at Christmas, and you sent them back, and I have them here. Did you actually get a chance to listen to them?
No, but I put them on my hard drive. So,
okay.
So it's a good thing you reminded me because now I can go through them all.
Well, just, you know, yeah, okay, yeah.
But I feel I understand you more by speaking to you like this.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're an orator. You're a
talker.
You're a talker.
That's where I look at it. Even on my website, in the Avenue of Madness School of Writing, I confess to that. I say that I'm a talker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not think that I am a poet. I don't go around calling myself that, and I don't think that I am.
Oh, it's degrading.
If I am huh?
It's degrading, isn't it? If people think of the word the way they do, then it's degrading to be thought of as a poet.
Right.
It used to be sacred.
Right. But if I'm pressed, you know, at a cocktail, I don't go to cocktail parties, but at some place or other, once in a while, I'm in the company of strangers.
Uh-huh.
Somebody invites me somewhere.
Yeah.
a rare occasion, but I am invited out once in a while. But if people ask me whatever, I say I'm a poetry guy. That covers it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they want to go further than that,
yes, yeah,
but they don't.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that pretty much, that's a sort of an erasure. That's like an eraser. Saying, well, I'm a poetry guy.
Well, that's like a test, because the people who are smart enough will get past that, right? Yeah. And the people exactly. who aren't will be so fucking scared.
Yeah. Right. Well, they right.
turn the other way and run.
Right. Because most of the people that you and I both associate with, because I think this is a generality, uh-huh. is that they've gone to college at some point. These people consider themselves educated. They've gone to college.
Yes.
Which they consider that to be educational. It is what it is, and I'm not going to go into it. But I don't necessarily think going to college or university is educational. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not. But in any event, all the people that I associate with pretty much, they've gone to college, and so when I say that I'm the poetry guy, they don't want to go any further than that because they don't want to be exposed to that. Although they went to university, they don't know fuck all about poetry. And so rather than socially be showing up to be sort of ignorant, they would just take a pass on that and say, oh, isn't that, you know, or my mother writes poetry or something along those lines, and we let it drift off into the space of nothingness.
Until nobody's saying anything.
Well, I've changed the subject right away. I say, what a nice shirt you have.
You might not even be there anymore. The person looks up and you're gone. or the other way around.
No, well, I give him another bone to chew on altogether. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, clothing is good. If I want to distract somebody, I say nice shirt. Well, I have to defend myself. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because I'm wide open. I'm a wide open guy. I discuss many things with many people, and I don't have any secrets very much. And I'm an open guy. I'm chirping, talking, blah blah away, and happy to have fun and smoke pot or drink beer or whatever we're doing. But I have to protect myself.
Yeah.
I have to protect myself from bloodsuckers who are going to somehow latch on. They're leeches in a way, not in a bad term, but they leech. They suck up. They grab onto you, and they start trying to suck your blood. And so I have to defend against that, and I do. I have a whole series of defensive mechanisms that I employ. Nice shirt works, though.
Yeah, I understand that completely.
Yeah. And so, anything to distract them. Because once they're distracted, then I'm gone, you know.
What, the idea of you is gone, or you're gone?
Well, I'm gone in my brain, whoever they were talking to before is uh-huh. not there any in front of them any longer.
Yeah.
well, come on. I mean, Jesus, man, we have to. If you understand that you have a gift, then you have to protect that gift. And uh-huh. That's just pure and simple.
That's just the right thing to do.
Totally right thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, Michael protects his gift by being busy. He's a busy guy. He's busy all the time. He's very busy. When all my time I've known Michael, he's been busy guy. He, that's what he does. I've admired it. I've stood back in awe of the fact that this guy is busy all the time.
I'm admiring it now, yeah, too.
But on the other side of it, but understanding it, the next step out is that you're basically dismissed. Not you, but you're always going to be on the outside because he's protecting his gift,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that because I protect my gift. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. The girls are howling in the background, the tricksters. Well, the Spanish, La Tigreras. Maybe it means the tigresses. I'm not sure. There are a pair of them, though, and they're fucking terrific.
You know, I think the best part about this whole thing will be you don't know what's going to happen next.
That's right, because I have a big window that I can look out.
Yeah.
You have an adventuresome life out there on the flats, and our two worlds are sort of separated by quite a bit of distance.
Yeah. So I gotta go. I'm gonna have something to eat, and okay. We gotta go buy a TV against my will.
Okay. Go. Go. And then we will speak again tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
I'll bring the girls along.
All right. Or maybe you have someone else to introduce me to.
I do.
Okay.
I'll have someone else. I'll invite another group in.
Good stuff.
Talk to you there. Bye.
All right.